Washington. This is VOA News. Islamic State claims beheading of an American. World leaders criticize Russian President Putin over Ukraine intervention. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Islamic State militants claim, in a video posted on the internet, they have beheaded American aid worker Abdul Rahman Kasich. The video did not show the beheading. The militant, who speaks in a British accent, says they are burying the first American crusader in the northern Syrian town of Dabig and warns that U.S. soldiers will meet a similar fate. The U.S. intelligence community is working to determine the authenticity of the videotape. The New York Times newspaper quotes an unnamed U.S. official as saying the government is increasingly convinced that the video is authentic and that Kasich is dead. The same video showed the beheadings of at least 18 men described as Syrian military personnel. World leaders gathered at the close of the G20 summit in Australia sharply rebuked Russian President Vladimir Putin over Moscow's intervention in Ukraine. President Obama said Sunday Moscow will remain isolated internationally if Mr. Putin continues to violate international law and treaties aimed at ending the conflict in Ukraine.
At this point, the sanctions that we have in place are biting plenty good. We retain the capabilities, and we have our teams constantly looking at mechanisms in which to turn up additional pressure as necessary.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper was quoted as telling Mr. Putin, quote, "I guess I'll shake your hand, but I have only one thing to say to you. You need to get out of Ukraine." Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott calls to Mr. Putin to atone for the shooting down of a Malaysian passenger jet. This is VOA News. Leaders of the G20, representing the world's largest advanced and developing economies, adopted a plan to boost global economic growth by more than $2 trillion over 5 years by investing in infrastructure and increasing free trade. As the G20 summit ended Sunday in Brisbane, the leaders also pledged cooperation for strong action against climate change and support for an international response to the Ebola breakout in West Africa. The United Nations Children's Fund UNICEF will open 10 new Ebola community care centers this week in Sierra Leone's Bombali district, one of the areas hardest hit by the deadly virus. Lisa Schlein reports.
UNICEF representative in Sierra Leone, Roland Monash, speaking from Freetown, says the focus of these centers is to isolate all Ebola cases, to avoid infecting others, and to provide infected people with safe care in the community. The centers will be run by the government of Sierra Leone through its district health management team, with the participation of local non-governmental organizations. Monash says a recent national survey regarding Ebola shows knowledge and awareness of the disease is exceptionally high in Sierra Leone.
Stigma and discrimination reduced significantly, but misconceptions, although also reduced, remain.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Nigerian army says it pushed Boko Haram militants out of the northeastern town of Chibok, the home of more than 200 schoolgirls the group kidnapped earlier this year. Army officials say the military had recaptured the town in an operation Saturday, just 2 days after it was seized by Boko Haram. There's been no information on casualties. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel announced a new effort focused on keeping and extending American military superiority. VOA's Carla Babb has more.
The new Defense Innovation Initiative is a push for breakthroughs in cutting-edge technology, from robotics to big data and even three-dimension printing. Secretary Hagel talked about the initiative at the Reagan National Defense Forum, where he warned the Pentagon's technological advantage was eroding.
While we spent over a decade focused on grinding stability operations, countries like Russia and China have been heavily investing in military modernization programs to blunt our military's technological edge.
Hagel said financial management will be critical to change. He called on Congress to provide the military with an actual budget rather than passing temporary funding bills. Carla Babb, VOA News, Simi Valley, California.
Pakistan's military says fighting in a volatile northwestern border region left at least 34 militants and 3 soldiers dead. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.